PhD is short for Doctor of Philosophy. This podcast shares tips of real-life doctoral students who will eventually defend a dissertation at the end of their academic journey. Many of the tips featured on the podcast will be tips of my own as I make my way through my own program at Boston University. If you have been following the ride, thank you for tuning back in. And if you are new, welcome to PhD Tips. So what I found to be very helpful in grounding me in all the various articles, books, pages, videos, podcasts, and lectures that I consume every day is a short two-paragraph write-up describing the piece of information discovered or learned. The most common place you'll have the opportunity to do this is with references. A part of my application to become a PhD student at BU, I had to write an analytical essay. And the requirements of this essay was to treat it as an academic paper, meaning make sure that it's in proper APA formatting. So basically, I had to tag every idea that was not mine to the author of the idea and ensure that there was a reference page at the end of it, which had proper formatting. When I finished the essay, I had 6 pages and 11 references. For each of the references listed, I typed up 1 to 2 paragraphs explaining that what the reference was all about and why I thought it was important to me. Personally, I put the paragraphs in the description section where I catalog all of my references in Zotero. And if you don't know about Zotero, check out tip 1 of PhD Tips. This kind of workflow takes a lot of discipline in order for you to make it a part of your business as usual. I know for me, it's still a work in progress. But luckily enough, using smart systems to store your references, you can always go back to them and write your summaries. But you have to think of it this way. You will be writing at least 9 pages of analysis per week, spread amongst all of your classes in any given semester. Everything you will be reading is probably new, and considering the nature of analysis papers, you're only analyzing the ideas you find. To me, and hopefully for you at this point, that spells out hundreds of references per semester. And if you keep up with this tip of summarizing all of your references, then incorporating your learning from your journey as a PhD student into your dissertation writing will be a breeze. The dissertation will basically begin to write itself. Thank you for tuning in. Check back sometime soon for more PhD tips. Until next time, peace.